WMAL News at 11. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. A Maryland state trooper is spending his Sunday in a hospital after state police say a drunk driver hit him this morning. They say the trooper was at a crash scene on Route 4 near Presidential Parkway in Prince George's County at around 3:15 this morning when a drunk driver slammed into him. The trooper is expected to recover, and the driver has been taken into custody and charged with DUI and other traffic violations. Prosecutors are claiming the man who plowed into two D.C. police officers and a traffic control aide Thursday night in Adams Morgan did it all on purpose. Court documents indicate 22-year-old Brandon Figures Mormon had made anti-police statements recently, in the past telling someone all police need to die. One of the two officers has been released from the hospital, the other still in serious condition. Figures Mormon's public defender says prosecutors don't have any evidence to back the claim up and that he was high during the crash. One of the two Northwest High students killed in a shooting last week in Montgomery Village has been laid to rest. Boy Scouts carried Artem Zibarov's casket at his funeral. His friends and family are still sad and angry, wondering what led to the end of his life all of a sudden, along with the end of Shadi Najjar's life, Zibarov's stepdad, William Tuolo.
Anger and sadness are not Artem's life. This moment is his moment. It is perhaps the last moment I can honor him and pay my respects.
Police are still investigating the two murders. Both were set to graduate from high school the day after they were killed. Pride weekend here in D.C. is going out with a bang.
We have obviously our concert with our headliners, Bassy, the Pointer Sisters, Tinashe, and Miley Cyrus.
And that goes along with the big march today, which Capital Alliance Executive Director Ryan Boss expects to be attended by around 300,000 people. It's making its way around the National Mall right now. Big parade yesterday hit a few snags, though. The route was blocked by a protest group called No Justice, No Pride, which says Capital Pride's corporate sponsors are marginalizing the transgender community. President Trump, back on Twitter this morning, is suggesting that former FBI Director James Comey may have acted illegally when he leaked a memo detailing an Oval Office conversation the two had. Former U.S. Attorney for New York Preet Bharara says Comey's on solid legal ground.
The president's team fully was aware that the memo was going to be discussed and the conversations were going to be discussed at the hearing, and had the opportunity, when many reporters asked if they would invoke executive privilege to try to prevent some of that from being talked about, and they declined that opportunity.
Bharara had been fired by Trump in March. He was on ABC's This Week this morning. Attorney General Jeff Sessions may be facing tough questions when he goes in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday. Democratic Senator Jack Reed wants to know if Sessions played any role in firing Comey after Sessions had already recused himself from the Russia investigation. Reed was noncommittal, though, about whether there's concern about additional meetings between Sessions and Russia's ambassador to the U.S.
It's an open question. I think it's also one of those questions that because of some of the classifying reports, it's inappropriate to comment on.
Reed on Fox News Sunday today. And in case there's still any question, the Ocean City Council is putting it to rest. On Saturday, it approved an emergency ordinance prohibiting public nudity. It comes after last week's news that lifeguards were thinking about not reprimanding topless women. Chelsea Covington, advocate for normalizing toplessness, had asked the county state's attorney's office to examine the public nudity law. They, in turn, asked the Maryland Attorney General, which has yet to issue an opinion. The beach patrol captain said he didn't feel comfortable enforcing the law without an opinion from the AG, but in a statement, Mayor Rick Meehan says, while we respect Ms. Covington's desire to express what rights she believes she may have, Ocean City's a family resort, and we intend to do whatever was within our ability to also protect the rights of those families that visit us each year. We'll check traffic and weather up next on WMAL.
Take one part Jamie Whitten traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays.
One part Weather Channel forecast.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through.
Add a healthy dose of great guests.
Good morning, how are you?
And sprinkle in your phone calls.
Love your show.
Then hit the button and stand back.
You are on WMAL. Good morning.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
Washington Mornings on the Mall, 5 to 9 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than on any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now, here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/try for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/try. That's match.com/try. Match.com/try.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
To find your locally owned and operated Cub Cadet dealer, visit cubcadetdealers.com.
11:05 now, heading back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. We go to Neil West.
We've got an update now on this crash 95 northbound near the Beltway. It's the left lane that's blocked. Watch out for a crash in both directions, 95 northbound at Prince William Parkway, and just before Quantico on 95 southbound. Keep your eyes out for a crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some serious heat starting up today. Sunny into the mid-90s, down to around 70 tonight. Tomorrow, mid-90s again, and mostly sunny. We're at 81 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hey folks, can you hear that? Well, I can't either, but I guarantee you have financial termites in your portfolio. We're going to show you how to identify them and put something we call the green pin on your portfolio for income for life. We're going to talk about that and much more about the 7-point to retirement and beyond system when we come right back right here on the Financial Safari.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
All right, so Coach, I have to begin the show by asking actually a question. Now, I am Thomas Lipscomb. We're here joined alongside Coach Pete Deruta. He is the winner of 3 ESPYs, 2 Emmys, 2 Quillies. Now, we have something to add to this, Coach, 2 Telly Awards, because you are an executive producer on Visioneer, which is the Peter Diamandis story. So, yeah, so you just received these awards recently.
A lot of people don't know who Peter Diamandis is.
No.
A lot of people don't know who Coach Pete is. And so, first of all, though, a lot of people don't know who Abigail Turner is. Who is she?
That's right. Actually, we have someone else in studio with us. Abigail Turner is our UNC student intern.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, welcome in.
Welcome in.
Thank you, Coach Pete.
Yeah. So, I mean, she is a journalism major, I think, or is it your major?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
And she knows that the correct journalism is audio journalism and video journalism.
That's right. More,
but no one's reading anything anymore except me. I stay up all night reading reports all over the world. And
you do.
We've got some we're going to talk about today from the Department of Labor, Understanding Retirement Plan Fees and Expenses.
Oh, wow.
It's a 20-page report from the Department of Labor.
Okay.
Who is supposedly looking out for you. I used to think the Department of Labor back in the day when I was little was something that looked after people who were pregnant.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, all right. So Abigail's looking at us like, hey, I thought this was a financial show. What's Coach Pete doing over here? We try to have fun on the financial show here.
We do.
Because it is a complex financial world. And at the beginning of the show, I talked about financial termites.
That's right.
And, gosh, if anyone's ever had termites at their house or knows someone who has – it's not till you start when you start seeing the termites, it's almost too late.
It is. Well, it's a very scary thing when you run across them.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about a 7-point to retirement and beyond system during the show today.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to cover it all, obviously, because it's part of the total retirement plan.
That's right.
With the main goal of everything we do to being to put a green pin, picture a green push pin. You know those push pins?
Okay,
push on a map.
Yeah.
Picture the biggest one you've ever seen.
Okay.
And let's go into retirement, like let's envision what our retirement will be, what our age will be at retirement, and let's push that pin in.
Sure.
And that pin will justify or show what kind of income we want all the way through retirement.
Okay.
Every single year, arriving to the mailbox, we call it the green flag on the mailbox.
That's right.
We put the green pin in. Notice the color theme here.
Yeah.
Green is the color of money.
It is. It absolutely is.
So we don't want the red pin. Now, the red pin is where we are now. We have to figure out, first of all, before we can ever put a green pin anywhere, we need to stick a red pin in to find out where we are right now and what we need to do to overcome obstacles minimize fees, eliminate fees, commissions, expenses, and true portfolio percentages of what kind of risk we're taking and what kind of return we could get with that risk to make sure we're in the right place.
Yeah, that sounds very important. It sounds to me like a lot of folks may be stuck on that red pen, and we need to really get them over to that green pen mentality where you're set up for success in retirement.
And we'll get into that during the show today. And I'm going to cover, again, the seven big steps here. And it's fully automated, but I think it's better to have somebody, a coach, go through each step with you. And because husband and wife a lot of times don't agree, spouses don't agree, it's just we need to make sure that we're on the right path. We need to identify what we really need. Some people tell me they need a lot more in retirement than I think they'll ever need, which is good.
Absolutely.
For that. But a lot of people tell me they need less than I think they're going to need.
Oh, really?
And that's because I think that's floated around the financial world, telling people they only need 60 to 70% of their working income when they're retired. I know you've heard that. Have you ever heard that, Abigail?
I've heard that too.
Doesn't make sense to me. I'm not retiring until I have at least 100% of my income when I'm working, because
exactly.
I don't want to retire into poverty, and that's what happens. We want to retire into profits where we always have more money coming, and we're going to show on this show, we're going to talk about how you can stack different incomes in a pyramid form, a good pyramid. When people hear pyramids these days, they think of pyramid schemes.
That's right, multi-level marketing, yeah.
But if we could have a whole bunch of different income-producing assets and we stack them on top of each other and they're all guaranteed for life, now you've got a good income pyramid that increases in income as we get older.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Thomas, we always have a limited number of appointments we can take, obviously.
We do,
We have enough planners here in the office to handle probably about 15 to 20 calls a week.
That's right.
So, folks, you need to call as soon as possible if you want to get on this, not just if you want to have a question for Coach Pete, but if you want to get on this list and make sure that you are one of the people that qualifies for no-cost initial consultation, make sure if you get a busy signal to keep trying, because this is a very popular offer during the show.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Abigail, have you heard of Bernie Madoff?
No, I have not.
No. You never heard of Bernie Madoff?
Mm-mm.
see,
wow.
Thomas, this is where Bernie Madoff is the guy who stole a lot of people's money.
That's right.
And he's in
really?
Prison in Butner, which is right down the road from us here in North Carolina. They've got a new movie out on him on HBO.
They do.
I think it's Robert De Niro plays Bernie.
Madoff, yeah. I'm
talking to me?
I look forward to seeing it.
I have to check it out.
Yes. I mean, well, you'd really need to. See, that's what happens a lot of times is we get in our own little world here. You know, I'm 51 now.
Sure.
Had a birthday last week.
That's right.
And you're 34.
I am.
And Abigail's probably 19.
I'm 19, yep.
So we got three different generations here, don't we?
That's right, we do.
Now, what am I? I'm Generation X.
Mm-hmm.
I just missed baby boomers. Thomas, what are you?
I am barely a millennial, if I am one, really probably Gen Y.
And are you?
I'm Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Not a millennial.
Okay. See, we've got all different things here. And we have different places we get our news from.
Right, yeah.
Right? Because she hadn't heard of Bernie Madoff. That seems to be all I've ever heard of, and you probably heard sprinkling of Bernie Madoff, right?
Sprinkling, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's so funny because it's true, and I would imagine the way that people set up their retirement plans is obviously based around their experiences.
Absolutely.
So someone like you, Abby, would be setting your retirement plan very differently just in not knowing who Madoff was and how he really messed some people up out there.
Now, let me ask Abigail, what do you consider old? What's an old person to you?
Maybe 60s, 70s,
I remember 50 being old. I said, gosh, I hope I never get up there.
Yeah, right.
That's real old. And now I am there, and I feel young, right? So
it's
pretty funny
it's
how
true.
We adjust. In our different generations, it's important we plan like that, too. So when we put together plans, this is why it's very important that the plan is customized.
That's right.
Because there are people in their 30s that are retiring, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. They hit it big somewhere.
Wow.
There's also people in their 70s who are still working and can't afford to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Other people who are in their 60s and are still working because they think they can't afford to retire, but they haven't really got their own system put together, their own green pen we talk about. And many people that I've met with could actually retire comfortably if they met with the right planner.
Wow, that's incredible.
A lot of planners don't want you to retire because once you retire, you start taking money out of where they have you, so they make less money on you if they're getting compensated every single quarter.
Yeah, and that's not
helping. Think about
that. Yeah, exactly.
So we need to look at where the objectives are and where the motivations are of your current planner. And here's an offer I want to make to everybody out there. Folks, it's very important that you get a second opinion. I call it the third opinion a lot of times because you have an opinion. Your current advisor has an opinion. Let's get a true opinion based on a fiduciary eye set, a set of eyes of my eyes that are fiduciaries or my teams. So for the next five callers who call in right now today, we're going to custom create a one-page financial review. Now, this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. And keep in mind, this is a $999 value, but we're going to increase that value by adding a 7-point to retirement and beyond system attached to this. We're going to go over that later on in the show, what that entails. But we're giving this out at no cost or obligation to the next five callers. Warm your phones up because I'm going to have Thomas give the number out in a minute. But what this consists of is taking the mystery out of the financial planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. Again, we need to figure out where you are right now, and then we'll design a plan based on your desires and goals to make sure you have income all the way through retirement. We're also going to run a fee report that will help you untangle what it's really costing you to work with your current planner or advisor and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. Also, there's an enemy in we all have. It's called taxes, okay? So we're going to perform a tax analysis. Now, this tax analysis is very valuable because it can reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. Thomas, if you could reduce your taxes legally and you're not doing it now, and Abigail too, and there was a way to do it, would you want to know about it?
Any day, anyhow, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Abigail hadn't experienced the true threat of taxes yet, I don't think, in school, but she will. And
right.
Taxes are going to be here forever, so let's make sure to minimize them, because if we're overpaying, we're overpaying. There's nothing else to say about that.
Oh, without a doubt.
Now, most importantly, though, inside this review, we will custom design an income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And if you do that, folks, you really do take the worry out of truly living in retirement. Now, this is what we talked about, and we're going to go into more detail about the stacking of income, the income pyramid, bunches of different products and strategies that give you income for the rest of your life. Very, very important in the financial arena. I really think that the most overlooked aspect of a retirement plan is income.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are running around saying they have a retirement plan and there's no income in there that's guaranteed for life, they really don't have a retirement plan.
True, yeah.
So for the next five callers, we're going to help you take that worry out of living in retirement. That's a comprehensive financial review, a $999 value, going to give away complimentary with no obligation.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something called a TDM, a true diversification model, and what it really means to you.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Inflation has been low for years and is still running at a low level. So, you may ask, why worry about inflation in our retirement planning? Well, Coach Pete warns that even low inflation constantly erodes your dollars. And now that retirement is lasting longer than ever, the accumulated loss of buying power can have a disastrous effect on your savings. While CDs are safe, their low interest rate of return is on track to be outpaced by inflation. So, Coach advises caution as always, but he adds that your portfolio needs built-in growth vehicles to outpace inflation. Coach, you've piqued my interest here. You were talking before the show about TDM. Now, you know I'm all about acronyms. True Diversification Model. I actually like the way this conversation is going because you meet with people on a daily basis, Coach. I know you do, just working through struggles, things through in retirement planning. And diversification really is something that people struggle with, whether not knowing what it is or maybe thinking that they are but actually not being. Isn't that right? So when it comes to this True Diversification Model, how could this help folks out who are in that situation?
Well, yeah, it's hard to figure out what true diversification really is. I mean, if somebody has four or five different mutual funds, they think they're diversified, yet
right.
When we look at the mutual funds, we do a forensic analysis of them, looking inside, peeling the cover off, the top 10 holdings are almost the same many times.
Mm.
And so
wow.
You know, a lot of people have Apple in all their mutual funds, right?
Sure.
Which is great when Apple's going up.
Oh, sure.
What happens when Apple goes down?
Exactly.
You know, and when I look at Halloween, my brothers and I would go out trick-or-treating. Abigail, I know you trick-or-treated, right?
I love it, yeah.
And then you come home and you pour all the candy out, and we would go out three or four times. We'd
would
go back
really?
Home, pour out, go back, collect again. But we'd group all our candy bars together. I would. You know, we'd find the ones we like and put them in a big pile and then list them out. Sometimes there were bigger candy bars than others, like there was the $100,000 bar that'd be the little fun size, the bite size, and a real size.
Yep, there you go, yeah.
Every now and then you would go to a house and they'd give you the real candy bars.
Oh, I know.
So you'd go back again. And they catch you sometimes. But so that basically, even though they were different size, $100,000 bars, they were all the same candy bar.
Okay.
So if we would look at stocks that way, you have a bunch of different mutual funds, but many of them have the same stocks inside them. Therefore, even though you have different mutual funds that look like they're different, they're really not. Sort of like the $100,000 bars all being the same candy bars, even though they were different sizes.
Okay. So if I think of a recent time where diversification really hit people, I go back to that 2007, 2008. So do you think this was an issue back then as well, where people just weren't truly diversified? Maybe they thought they were having a lot of mutual funds, in their portfolio, but not actually being diversified?
Well, I saw this especially in 1997, 1998, 99, when the internet boom was starting to kick off.
Ah, yes. Okay.
People were trading in the utility stocks and mutual funds for internet ones.
Okay. Yeah.
And a lot of people made immediate money that way inside their portfolio. But
right.
That's a paper gain, right?
Right.
And then we had the year 2000, the .com crash,
mm-hmm.
and boom, they lost a lot of that money.
Yep.
And not only did they lose money, but they didn't have proper diversification anymore because they'd already cashed in their utility funds and stuff like
that.
Or dividend-producing stocks. You know, there's nothing exciting about dividend stocks when you could put money in an internet.com company that nobody heard about and watch it double in a day.
Sure, but exciting isn't always the best for retirement planning.
Now, we spend a lot of time making fun of the internet stocks, right?
Sure,
we do.
Yeah.
And the people that lost a lot of money. But if you had put money in Amazon.com back when it started,
yeah.
One share would be worth $12,000 nowadays.
Incredible.
Just one share.
Absolutely.
And
incredible.
So it hit $1,000 a share just the other day.
It did.
Crazy. And that's after it split three times. So there's every bad thing, there's a good thing, I guess, or maybe sometimes. But Amazon is a poster child for where you shouldn't listen to the analysts, because the analysts have been saying for years that you shouldn't invest in Amazon because they weren't making any money.
Yep.
Yet at the same time, Coach Pete buys all his stuff for his company on Amazon.com.
Ah,
you buy
right.
a lot of your stuff.
I absolutely do.
And do you use it too, Abigail?
I love Amazon.
So
love
there
it.
You go. There might be a reason why they're doing well.
Amazon Prime, right? A lot of people use that. It's free shipping in 2 days.
You can order food through Amazon
See, food.
Prime.
Now they got next day
Crazy.
Or same day. So mm-hmm. they keep going. Like the Energizer Bunny, they're coming up with new ideas all the time.
They are.
And I never would have thought that would have happened, and you never would have, but
never,
they've done a great
no.
job of doing it. When it first started, it was some book company no one ever heard of. Why would you go to some place called Amazon
That's
to
right.
buy books?
That's right. Very true.
Because we had Books A Million and, what is the – Barnes & Noble, all these
uh-huh.
other sites,
well, and,
that's where you would go first.
Well, and back in the day, too, this two-day, one-day shipping was a dream. I mean, yep. it would take 7-10 days to get something.
Originally, the reason why I liked Amazon, and you can't do that anymore, was you didn't have to pay sales tax.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Got a little discount on that. But
wow.
that's changed a long time ago, but
it
that
did.
Got people started. The Internet's been a wild place, and it's fun to watch a success story.
It is.
But now, don't run out and buy Amazon today. Because it's way overpriced, but it could be underpriced. But this is an investment advice. So you basically need to sit down first and go through a total plan, figure out money you can afford to lose, and that's gambling money now when you get a stock that's that high in price. And I know it could still double from here, but it also could go way down.
Exactly.
It could be one-tenth of the value if somebody else comes out with a new system better than Amazon.
Yeah.
you know, the horse and buggy was the best thing ever until Mr. Ford came out with the Model T.
Isn't that true?
I'm sure there's some other cars before then, too, but Mr. Ford gets all the attention, doesn't he?
No, it's very true. You know, something even more recent, you would look at light bulbs. We went from those standard to the CFLs, which maybe lasted 5 years, and now LED is the trend. So, yeah, things change.
Sometimes it's a middleman. And so I hated the squiggly white light bulb, if that's what you're talking about. I hated that light bulb. Couldn't take it out without breaking it, and then you had to call the hazard control.
Yeah, exactly.
So I never put any of those in my house.
Oh, no. Well, and they took like 2 or 3 seconds to turn on when they first came out.
Matter of fact, when they announced they were not going to sell the 100-watt regular light bulb anymore, I went out and bought a whole shopping cart full
of them. Did you really?
I still have some in my garage because I was not going to use a squiggly light bulb.
Well, because they actually functioned. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And again, the government wasn't going to tell me what to do. I was going to show them. All right. So we need to look at, when we're talking about true diversification models, we need to look at a lot of things, but we need to consider something called the rule of 100 first.
Okay.
All right. And that's how much risk you can afford to take. Now, Abigail, have you ever heard of the rule of 100?
Yes.
Yeah. It's basically you take 100, you subtract your age, and the number you get is the maximum amount you should have at risk.
There you go.
So if I'm a 51-year-old, it's going to be easy. So I'm 51.
Sure.
51 minus 100 is 49. So I could have 49% of my money at risk.
Okay.
Now, should I just throw it in any stock, like a company named Dry Ships, who's had so many reverse splits? So Dry Ships, if no one's familiar with it, I pick on it a lot. Mm-hmm. And they are a container ship company, which moves dry ingredients all over the world on container ships.
There you go.
But it sounds they're a story stock. It sounds good, so people keep putting money into it. But then they keep doing something called a reverse split. And the reverse split says, and I'm just going to use it as a generic example, for every 100 shares you have, I'm going to take those from you and give you one share. Mm-hmm. Now, that one share is supposedly going to be worth what 100 used to be.
Sure.
But what happens then is they reduce the float. It's called reduce the outstanding shares by doing that. So if you take everyone who has 100 shares and now you give them one, there's a lot less shares out there.
Right.
Okay, but then immediately after doing that, they issue more shares.
Oh, no. Wow.
So just recently, they did a reverse split on May 11th, 2017, and the share count since then has increased by 43%. So in other words, they did the reverse split. Took a lot of shares away, and now the company issues more shares.
Wow.
Which they make more money on because they make a profit when they sell them back out to the public.
There you go.
All right. And so even with that, they hit an all-time low the other day of $2.80.
Wow.
Versus their all-time high of $42 million a share.
$42 million
a share.
Because they've done so many reverse splits. You never would have had $42 million, right?
Oh, but no,
because they've done so many reverse splits. That's how much it would have been.
Oh, that's incredible. That's ridiculous.
So the stock keeps going down. It's diluted, and then it's undiluted. It's diluted, undiluted. Basically, the only person making money is the company.
Mm, terrible.
We don't want to have our money in something like that.
No.
So
no,
when we're
absolutely.
Taking risk, that is extreme risk, and that's the only person making money. We should form a company like that and just keep issuing shares and then taking them back and issuing them again. It's like the old hidden coin trick.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
So we also need, if we're doing true diversification models, is we need to do red, yellow, and green money portfolios. So we need to see where our money is, and we need to have that diagrammed out. Most people don't know where their money is right now. They don't know how much risk they're taking, and they've never had it categorized in red, green, or yellow. Of course, red is risky money, money you could lose, but you could hopefully make more. A lot of people are taking a lot of risk and have no chance of making more. Sort of like dry ships, right?
Right,
taking a lot of risk and they're losing money.
Right, yeah.
Just like we said.
Which, I mean, what's the point in even doing that? If you're going to take some risk, you might as well be getting big returns
on it. But Coach, it's had an all-time high of $42 million a share. Well, that's never been like that. It's just that they've done so many reverse splits. And we're talking about gigantic ones. You know, for every 100, you get one share. For every 1,000, you get one share. Those kind of things. Then we have yellow money. That's money that is there for us now, but it's not going to earn that much, but we need to have it for emergencies. And then green money, that's going to be our income for the rest of our life. That's money that we need to have it grow, and we need to have it there for the rest of our life. That's green money.
Reliable.
And most people don't have enough green money when we do a true diversification model. And we also run into something, we're going to talk more about this later on the show, about people becoming Google poor and financial jugglers.
Really?
Okay. Google poor is when you go to Google and you research things to the point where you think you know more than your planner does. And you don't do anything. You procrastinate. And then, or you start juggling financial products. You start getting things and then getting rid of things, that kind of thing. You're juggling products, and you're never going to do as good as someone who has a real plan.
You'll never get traction.
You may get lucky and hit an Amazon.
Oh, sure.
Chances are you'll end up in a dry ship.
There you go.
Okay? All right. So here's what I want to do. For the next 15 people who call, we're going to review your tax returns. We'll help you uncover your long-term tax issues. We'll also do a retirement income goal worksheet with you, money needed to cover the costs of enjoying your lifestyle. And then we're going to help you analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees and the calculated risk exposure level. Based on what you're taking risk-wise now, how much could you lose if something goes wrong in the future?
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to do that red, yellow, and green money map with you. go through a total money map and give you a report that's hot off the press called The Great Wall Street Retirement Scam, Income Planning Techniques and Strategies Often Underutilized, Don Quixote Chased Windmills. You don't have to. Very, very important that people get educated, get their right plan. And we're also going to go through the 7-point to retirement and beyond system for you, which altogether, that's probably a $1,999 value. No cost, no obligation.
Absolutely. Folks, that number is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
All right. There's a whole lot more to do with the true diversification model, but that's done in person. You don't want to become a financial juggler, like I said. You want to take advantage of all the different financial strategies out there and figure out who you can really trust. When we come back, we're going to talk about the TPGP, True Portfolio Growth Percentage, how to figure out how much you're really earning each year, how to eliminate all the dirty tricks and games.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. French voters are choosing lawmakers in the lower house of parliament today. It is a crucial vote for their newly elected president, Emmanuel Macron. Some 7,900 candidates are running for 577 seats there. Top vote getters advance to the decisive second round next week. Macron's year-old centrist movement, Republic on the Move, is hoping for an absolute majority so Macron can start making good on his campaign promises. Polls suggest he should be pleased as the traditional right and left parties get pushed further to the margins. Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial could reach the jury this week. The defense starts out tomorrow, and Cosby himself may be taking the stand.
The strategy is going to show that Bill Cosby is truthful, that he's credible, that you can believe him, because this is a case of he said, she said. It's a 12-year-old case. There is no forensic evidence. There are no direct eyewitnesses. And so they've got to have the jury believe him.
Correspondent Gene Cassar is there. 1 year ago tomorrow, church bells will toll as people all around Orlando will stop to reflect on the 49 people killed in the Pulse nightclub in the worst mass shooting in recent American history. There will be four services, the first one happening early tomorrow morning at the nightclub, planned to overlap with the exact time that Omar Mateen began firing shots a little after 2 a.m. The Stanley Cup Finals return to the Music City tonight as the hosts try to stay alive.
The Pittsburgh Penguins are coming off a dominating 6-0 win on Thursday, giving the defending champs a 3-2 lead in the best-of-7 series. Penguins captain Sidney Crosby says his team needs to build off momentum they found in the last victory.
We understand that we're going to play a desperate team. Nothing's done yet, and we got a lot of work ahead of ourselves.
Home teams have taken each of the 5 games in the series, so if that trend continues, a Nashville win would force Game 7, which would be played on Wednesday night in Pittsburgh. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A check on traffic and weather's up next on WMAL.
The National Mall, an American institution where people come to speak their mind. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I agree with you, but it's maddening.
It kind of pains me to disagree with you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
What if I could tell you when a tornado was going to strike? Of course, I can't. But shouldn't you be ready anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At 11:33, Neil West gets us the latest from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Got a new crash 395 northbound near Clark Street. The left lane blocked 95 northbound near the Beltway. We cleared an earlier crash 66 eastbound near Nutley Street. We have another one blocking one lane 66 eastbound near Route 28. The crash out of Quantico, 95 southbound, has cleared, and one lane still blocked, 95 northbound, before Stafford Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heating up big time today, sunny into the mid-90s, down to around 70 tonight. Tomorrow, mid-90s again and mostly sunny. Tuesday, partly cloudy again in the mid-90s. Wednesday, some storms come in the upper 80s. Right now, 86 in Chantilly, 84 in Bethesda. We're at 89 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Coach, I'm excited to get into this topic. And folks, if you're just joining us, welcome into the Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb. We're joined alongside Coach Pete DeRuta. He is the winner of 3 ExBs, 2 Tellys, 2 Emmys, and 2 Quillys. We just keep stacking up these awards, Coach. Also in studio is our UNC student intern, Abigail Turner. Now, Coach, you mentioned something right before we cut to break there, the TPGP, great acronym, True Portfolio Growth Percentage. So what are we talking about here?
Well, we need to look at what we're really earning. I mean, a lot of people look at just a growth in their portfolio. So they have a 401k and they get the statement and they have more than they had last year.
Okay, sure.
They say, I'm doing good. I've got more than I have last year.
Yeah, sure.
But what happens a lot of times is, Abigail, if you ever gone shopping, maybe you have some, you have roommates?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's say that you've been, one of your roommates buys a 12-pack of Coke.
All right.
And you drink 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you run to the store and you buy a 6-pack and put it back in there. And so your roommate comes home and says, gosh, I'm doing pretty good. I haven't drank much of my Coke this week and all that. But you actually drank some Coke but replaced it.
Right.
So when we look at fees, fees are coming out a lot of times. And if you're putting new money in your 401k, you're basically counteracting the fees that were there. So So if someone is drinking Coke but replacing it, and the person thinks the Coke that they bought is still in there, maybe it's not. Maybe your roommate had bought some of that Mexican Coke, which has real sugar in it, and you ran out and bought some of the corn syrup Coke and replaced it.
No.
But your roommate doesn't realize that until she tastes it. And you can tell a difference in real sugar versus corn syrup. Now, you might not even be old enough, Thomas, to remember real sugar.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
No, definitely not.
Now, but every now and then during the summer, I know Pepsi does this. They'll come out with real sugar Pepsi and real sugar Mountain Dew.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And when you try it, it's almost too sweet because you're so used to that corn syrup.
Oh, really? Wow, that's funny.
Poor corn. They squeezed it and a little juice came out and they call that corn syrup. Can you imagine that, though? Would you rather have somebody squeezing a corn, nibble it, in your Coke, or would you rather have a sugar cane in your Coke?
Exactly.
I mean, sugar,
closer to natural, the better,
yeah,
absolutely.
It's funny what happens there. So when we look at, when we're putting new money into our 401k, many times we're covering up the fact that we're not really earning anything. The only person who's really helping with the earning of your 401k is you, because you're putting new money into your 401k.
Yeah, that's a very important point.
And so we need to know the true growth percentage and what your true rate of return has been, what has happened for this increase to happen. Again, so if you have an increase in your account, we need to make sure that the increase is due to the investments performing well, not you just adding new money to it.
Gotcha.
And when we do a forensic analysis of your portfolio, a lot of times we identify the fact that your true growth percentage is a lot lower than you thought it would be.
Is it really? Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess this goes back to the whole problem with the 401k. I mean, it's a great asset. We've talked about that, but there are limitations to it, and one of it is really just being able to talk to somebody about what you actually want to do with your money.
Yeah, we need to identify what the roadblocks and the potholes are in your portfolio keeping you from performing like you should.
Yeah.
And many times it's in, unfortunately, 401k money where you only have a certain number of choices. It's whatever your employer gives you
there
in
you
the
go.
401k.
Yeah.
Many times you don't have the true financial horizon that's available to anyone who's independent with 10,000 different choices. You basically have 10, 20, or 30 choices.
There you go, precisely.
But here's a little known secret. If you are over 59 and a half, many times you can roll your money from your 401k, tax-free, into your very own portfolio now, where you have access to a whole lot more.
Oh, wow.
And you're out of the group account, which to me is very, very beneficial because you don't want to be beholden to a group account 401k. You want your own individual account.
There you go.
Fees are a lot less if you get the right one too, and gets you in the right direction, and therefore your TPGP, your true portfolio growth percentage, is a lot higher because you're not paying a lot more money out than you have coming in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay?
It absolutely does. Yeah.
So we need to eliminate financial anchors many times in your portfolio. Maybe you have a good diversified portfolio, except a couple of the different strategies they have in there are pulling you down.
Well, if we could
identify which ones are doing that, wouldn't it be good to reel that anchor in? You know, if you have a big boat and watch some of these ships on the TV channels and all that, and they put a big anchor out, what is the anchor designed to do?
Yeah, to hold the ship in place.
Hold the ship in place. So if it's down there and you're trying to go forward, many times you need to pull the anchor. Well, obviously, pull the anchor in first to go forward.
There you go. Yeah,
sort of like
a little difficult.
Horse race that has a big fat jockey on one of the horses and skinny jockeys on the other. Now, Abigail, if you saw a big fat jockey on a horse and skinny ones on the other, which one do you think would finish last?
Probably the big fat one.
Big fat jockey, right?
Yep.
So we need to make sure, by the way, charge ahead. Now, that guy in the cavalry was a skinny guy most of the time, not a big fat guy, because
he
was in front of everybody.
That's right.
So we need to also have tax-free money moving into better places. So we look at factoring how much we're paying tax-wise in our portfolio. Many times our portfolios are not tax-efficient. Talk about that in some of the other steps of the 7-point to retirement and beyond system. But it's just, you know, one guy and a phone movers, we call it. So it doesn't take much to move your money, but you need to make sure you have the right plan in place. And once you do have a plan design, then you move the money in and you move it in tax efficiently if you're allowed to. In other words, taking money from your 401k, moving it to a better place.
Absolutely. This sounds like something folks really do need to be paying attention to. I go back to that boat analogy, and it makes me think that if that anchor was down, you could be burning your engines out. You know, you could have these growth vehicles that really could be great for you, but all they're doing is almost trying to keep up with these dead weight anchors behind you.
Working hard and going nowhere.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You've always, every now and then you'll smell on the highway, you'll smell that burning brake smell.
Sure.
And that's either a trucker wasn't paying attention and he had to jam his brakes on.
Yep.
Or he was riding with his brake on.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And if you're doing that, you're, like I said, you're burning that fuel up a lot more than you should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus you don't have any brakes when you really need them.
Same thing with the tax-free money, just looking for those places where we can really see true growth potential. Absolutely.
Thomas, earlier in the show, I asked Abigail if she knew Bernie Madoff.
Mm-hmm.
And she said no, and it baffled me. And I was distracted, and then I forgot what I was going to talk about. So, but what I was going to talk about is the new movie on HBO about Bernie Madoff.
That's right, yeah.
And it is a great movie, and it's Robert De Niro. But the movie is based on a book by someone we've had on the show twice before. I wanted to pat myself on the back because I had her on the show a long time ago when she first interviewed Bernie in Butner Prison.
Oh, wow.
She still, I think, is the only reporter or author to interview him in prison.
Has she really been? Wow.
Should have seen what you had to fill out to interview him, and you understand why. It was about 100-some pages thick of things you had to sign your life away, because I got it, and I was advised not to do it by my wife.
Oh, wow.
They might not have let me out, right? You go in there, and all of a sudden you start admitting to stealing a candy bar from your brother when you were 5 years old. You had to be very careful.
I like it.
All right. So, but we have a report here, and this is something everyone needs to read, because it's based on my interview with Diana Enriquez.
Okay.
And again, she is the author of the book that the movie on HBO about Bernie Madoff, the Bernie Madoff story, is based on. We have a report called Weakened by Bernie. Now, it's a play on the old movie Weekend at Bernie's.
That's right.
And the subtitle is Retirement Jenga Played by an Emotional Ninja. And really, you need to read this because, unfortunately, in the financial world, there's a lot of emotional games played with your money and with you. And a lot of things are done by psychologists to make sure you do the wrong thing at the wrong time to keep your money in places you really never should have had it there to begin with a lot of times.
Yeah.
So this report will help you analyze what was going through Bernie's mind, what was going through the people that were dealing with him's minds, and hopefully you can identify some traits here to eliminate from your financial planning, or if you see something you might recognize, get out where you can.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
And I don't even think you can have a weekend with Bernie, because I don't think they let you go visit him again without filling out that paperwork there. But very, very important. Now, there's so many games played, and we're trying to make it simple. And I know it doesn't sound simple because we're talking about a 7-point to retirement and beyond system. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to explain it here on air, which is a lot harder to do than we get when we get in front of our whiteboards and when we fill out your customized 7-point system for yourself. And we're going to make this offer out. If you're one of the next 25 folks listening right now who call in, we're going to do a customized, personalized strategic review for you based on where you are right now and go through that 7-point to retirement and beyond system for you. Folks, this is an invaluable system. This will give you clarity on where you are right now. It'll also help you analyze your current investments and help you establish the true cost and fees you're paying right now and the calculated risk exposure level. Again, this is very, very important, and it's overlooked. Based on the risk you're taking right now or where your money is right now, how much could you earn with that money if we had good market environments? But what could you lose if we went the other way? Mm. And we all know eventually it's going to go the other way.
Certainly.
So we don't want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. We're also going to look at forever money, helping to design a system that gives you strategic development of your money and gives you income that could increase over the years, which will combat any inflation. It'll pay all the bills, but also give you money to do things you want to do. We also have something called the spend and leave plan. We're going to help you've designed for yourself, and that's you spend a good amount of money right now, but when you pass away, you give your children or grandchildren, whoever you want to give, the same amount of money you started with or more, tax-free.
Fantastic.
Very, very important.
Absolutely.
Spend and leave program, and we're going to talk about all that when we meet with you in person. We're going to plan to 121 and help you put that green pen, the green pen that's yours, in a place that you want it to be for yourself and your family. That means income for the rest of your life and income that you want, not just survive on.
All right, folks, that number's 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a two-for-one special in the financial world sponsored by the government. It's a double gift to buy $2 of tax-free money for the gifting of each $1 in taxable money. That and much more, especially probate protectors, when we come right back after this.
This is such a blow to investors. Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Financial Safari News Network. Celebrity Money Mistakes. And
Whitney Houston was an American singer, actress, producer, and model. Houston is one of pop music's best-selling music artists of all time, with an estimated 170 to 200 million records sold worldwide. She released 7 studio albums and 2 soundtrack albums, all of which have diamond, multi-platinum, platinum, or gold certification. Houston is the only artist to chart 7 consecutive number one Billboard Hot 100 hits. She's the second artist behind Elton John and the only woman to have 2 number one Billboard 200 album awards. Houston's first acting role was as the star of the feature film The Bodyguard in 1992. The film's original soundtrack won the 1994 Grammy Award for Album of the Year. Its lead single, I Will Always Love You, won the Grammy Award for Record of the Year and became the best-selling single by a woman in music history. On February 11th, 2012, Houston was found dead in Beverly Hills, California. News of her death coincided with the 2012 Grammy Awards and featured prominently in American and international media. Houston did not draw up a new will when her daughter was born, but instead added a codicil to leave her daughter her entire estate, which was challenged by Houston's mother. Houston could have reinforced her true wishes by updating her estate plan and structuring a better trust that would have always loved her daughter. Another reason why it is vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and who can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.
Coach, okay, you've got me a little confused here with our teaser. So correct me here. For every $2 you put in, you get a dollar back?
That's right, Thomas.
Really?
Well, it's sponsored by your government, believe it or not. Not sponsored by it, but, I mean, they endorse it.
Oh, sure.
And it's just a way to – we have something we call the super wealth transfer.
Okay.
All right. And that is – and by the way, we're on number 7. We've skipped over a couple steps here. But on the 7-point to retirement beyond system, this is covered and customized for you when you call, and we sit down with you and go through the plan, again, no cost for a radio listener. Mm-hmm. But the super wealth transfer is a way for you to move money from taxable accounts into non-taxable and increase the amount you're going to leave your children. All right, so
wow.
You basically okay. have a lot more money left for your children, and you enjoy a retirement that nobody ever thought you would have had, a retirement you've always dreamed of.
There you go.
We also include strategies, and this is called the self-completing analysis. Again, super wealth transfer, but pension maximization strategies.
Hmm.
Now, every single person listening is going to go through this pension maximization strategy process, or should. Many people aren't.
Okay.
All right?
So
everyone should, but most people won't.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And it is when you decide to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if you have a pension, great. Your company's going to give you a choice of either taking a max option, and when you pass away, your spouse gets nothing.
Okay.
Which I don't think your spouse would be too happy.
Yeah, really. I wouldn't think so.
Or taking a lesser option, and when you pass away, your spouse also gets that lesser option.
Ah.
The problem being that if you pass away after your spouse does, you still get the lesser option.
Oh, really?
Right? So there's no protection in most plans for that.
Right.
All right. But then we look at how do we get a lot of our taxable money into our next of kin or grandchildren's or whoever we want, charities, churches.
Sure.
How do we get it in their hands? Tax-free.
Mm.
And if we do this process, we could actually double or triple the amount we're leaving them. So basically, you're in effect buying dollars for pennies.
Are you really? Wow.
Buying tax-free dollars for taxable pennies.
Wow. Okay.
And so there's a way. You have to have decent health to do this.
Okay.
But if you're taking a pension or if you have a 401k and you start to take a monthly allowance or an annuity and you start to take money out, we need to do annuity maximization strategies.
Okay.
Now, what is that? No one's heard of this.
No. So
and
what
so,
is that?
Again, it's making sure that when you start taking that payment – that your spouse also gets that payment too.
Okay, so it's really looking at the fine details of it, making sure all your I's are dotted, T's are crossed.
Well, and if you have annuity any more than 5 years or older, maybe you don't have that built in too.
Okay.
So we need to do an annuity review, and a lot of people have annuities out there. Annuities are a great tool, by the way, when used correctly. They're also the most horrible tool if used the wrong way. And we've seen, unfortunately, when we talk about using annuities the wrong way, we see variable annuities used the wrong way many times. And that's the product that, of course, I've been authorized to offer that to my clients for 25 years. Guess how many I've set clients up with?
Really, how many?
Zero.
Really?
Yeah, because a variable annuity is something that has to be sold, not bought.
There
in other words, if you knew all the facts, I doubt you would, and if you knew all the facts on that product and also you found out all the other annuity products that were out there that weren't variable, you probably wouldn't buy the variable annuity.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, it goes back to, you know, earlier in the show we were talking about that big green pin, you know, making sure that we're set up for success, have what we need in retirement. Obviously, Coach, you're looking out for folks, and I think that's a part of this variable annuity conversation is if you want to be successful, if you want to have, you know, consistent, steady income, protect that principle, may not be a direction you want to be in.
Yeah, and this isn't a variable annuity. This is just saying if you have a variable annuity, it's time to review it.
There
this is more about getting your money from a taxable amount in accounts to non-taxable.
Okay,
And by doing so, growing that money that you're going to leave somebody.
There you go.
So if I could change my money from taxable and also increase that money with me not having to do any heavy lifting, I'd do it all day long.
Without
many people won't do it, though, because they have never heard of it. Their planner isn't specializing in this. Their planner's more worried about keeping their money where it is.
Oh, sure.
So now when we look at something called probate, now, Abigail, have you ever heard of probate?
Yes.
Probate's when you pass away. Your money goes before court, basically. Your money goes on trial. All right? Your money doesn't want to go on trial, does it, Abigail?
No.
And so if you don't have it set up correctly, then a judge has to decide where it's going to go.
Oh, okay.
All right. So how do you do that? Well, you do a trust. And inside a trust, you say, hey, when I die, I want this amount of money to go over there. I want the other money to go over there. But you can also do it when you set your financial products up. If you have stock accounts, you do something called a TOD. That's transfer on death.
Okay.
A lot of people have never heard of that.
No.
And so
I haven't.
A lot of brokers haven't heard of that. So when we do a forensic analysis and we review people's portfolios and we look at, well, we say, how do you have it set up for your beneficiaries to bypass probate? We get that stare of a deer in a headlight.
Oh, no, really?
Because that's the same stare their broker gave them when it came time to ask about that, and he never did.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
So it's about filling out the special form, TOD. If you have bank accounts, CDs, those kind of things, there's a form called a POD,
okay.
Payable on death.
Ah.
These are all common sense ones, but unfortunately, what we've run into is many people that are working at these various places either haven't got educated on that or are transactional. They're there today and gone tomorrow.
Yep.
We heard about the banks getting in a lot of trouble last year about how they were more worried about having them push you into different products than they were about helping you as clients.
Well, that's right.
And
that's
they actually had quotas at certain banks where they said you had to set up a certain number of accounts, you had to refer a certain number of people over to the mutual fund guy in the bank, that kind of thing.
Sure, it's so awful.
Yeah. So we also have beneficiary designation forms on our annuities and life insurance. So they say when we pass away, here's how we want the money to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are great to fill out. Now, the main problem we see, or the second main problem, besides people not having them, is people forgetting to review them.
Oh, okay.
Let's say that me and Abigail get married. I'm 51, she's 19, right?
Yeah.
That's not going to last, right?
And
so I have her as beneficiary on all my stuff. And then we get divorced, and my new wife is more worried about me going, taking our vacations and everything than we are about reviewing my financial products and the designations, the beneficiary designations. And then I pass away on a jet ski.
Yep.
And I get everything.
Everything goes to Abigail.
Whoa, new wife.
Nothing goes to the new wife.
New wife's not happy.
So we have to be very careful about that, right?
That's right. No, it's very true.
All right. Yeah. Don't get any ideas.
Well, and let me ask you, because you've been in the industry for a while.
25 years.
This is a common thing, isn't it?
It's too common because it's overlooked.
Yep, there you go.
It's right in front of our nose and we forget about it, or it's something we're going to do tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah, I know I need to look at my beneficiary designations, but I'll get that to that tomorrow. Or, I know that 7-point to retirement and beyond system that Coach Pete's talking about sounds really good, but sounds like it's going to take a lot of time. Let's do it next year.
Oh,
right?
No.
But it doesn't. It's a 3-step process.
Exactly.
And it basically, it gives you true peace of mind, and then we put everything on a 1-page answer sheet for you. And basically, your whole plan is on 1 page with your green pen showing you what kind of income you're going to look forward to in retirement.
Yep.
And a spend and leave plan built in. When we pass away, here's how much our children are going to get, or our grandchildren, tax-free. Beautiful right there.
It's absolutely.
And how much could they get from that tax-free lump sum? How much could that be translated to a lifetime of income for our kids and grandkids that they would never outlive or spend all at once?
Yeah. You know what I love about this conversation, Coach, is we're really talking about having what you talk about, a total retirement income plan, not some half-put-together thing that covers a couple of aspects of retirement but not another. We're talking about covering everything here so we don't have to be worried.
And put into a 1-page review. We call it Savings and Scheduled Income Portfolio plan, and we build it for you full color, 1 page, everything explainable, and also graphs and charts on here so you can see exactly what's going on instead of just a whole bunch of words.
There you go. So important. Yeah. And that goes back to helping folks take the worry out of retirement plan, because obviously if you know what's going on, you'll be less worried.
I think Thomas sees I'm not just saying things. I'm saying things that really mean things.
It matters.
It's not just lip service here. So
absolutely.
I want to do this as we leave for the week, though. For the next 20 callers who call in, we're going to create that 1-page financial review we just talked about. That'll indicate, you know, how good you're doing right now, and also show you what needs to be done to have that retirement you've always dreamed of. And we're going to also do a fee analysis on your portfolio, make sure that you're not overpaying, do that stress test on your portfolio, look at the true growth percentage levels, you know, what you're really earning inside your accounts right now, and give you strategies to have that standard deviation number. That's, again, the amount you could lose versus the amount you could gain, reduce as we get closer to retirement. So we need to reduce the amount of risk, but increase the surety that we're going to have income forever. So we also do an income plan that's built into this for you, and then go through the steps to reduce your taxes and go through that 2-for-1 special, how you could double your money that you're leaving tax-free to your kids. So they've taken a taxable amount now and turning that into a tax-free money that's going to double, triple, or quadruple what you put in to begin with, maybe more than that in some cases. And, folks, all this is included in our 1-page review. We're going to give this away for the next 20 callers who call in right now. You need to call basically in the next 20 or 30 minutes, though. You know, we really care about making sure that you're in the right place for the right time of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So call right now and we'll get started as soon as possible putting you on that path to financial surety.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800 800- 866-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits is an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Well, it's been a fast-moving show, and I want to thank Abigail Turner for visiting with us in the studio today. We're going to have her on a lot here on the show to get a perspective from the 19-year-olds.
There you go.
Thank you, Coach.
Thomas, we already get the 30-year-old kind of perspective from you, but I think a lot of people listening, you know, it's important to start planning. So the sooner you can start, the better you'll be, and making sure you fully understand what's really going on in your portfolio. That's why we do the show each week, and that's why we'll do it again next week. Folks, again, for Abigail Turner, for Thomas Lipscomb, this is Coach Pete. We'll join you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.